from KQED.
Think about this while you're sitting in traffic today. All these cars on the road are spewing greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. Today, the state's Air Resources Board is expected to release goals for regional planning agencies to nudge us out of our cars and onto public transit. Lauren Summer reports for our ongoing series, Climate Watch.
Every morning, Stephanie Reyes begins her commute by locking the door to her townhome on the San Francisco Peninsula and walking to a nearby train station.
It's about a 10-minute walk. On the way, I pass a lot of the places I tend to go during my daily life.
Reyes is policy director at the Greenbelt Alliance, a Bay Area nonprofit dedicated to sustainable development. She says this area has all the ingredients of a walkable neighborhood. Houses and apartments, a local grocery store.
A little further up here, there's the post office on the right, my favorite organic dry cleaner on the left. Walgreens.
This kind of transit-oriented development is encouraged by SB 375. That's a law passed in 2008 that aims to cut greenhouse gas emissions from cars through smarter regional planning. Transportation is key because it's the top source of emissions in the state.
People who live and work within a half mile of a transit stop are 10 times more likely to take transit.
Under the law, the state's 18 regional planning agencies must develop plans that encourage public transit and limit sprawl. According to a report released yesterday by the planning firm Calthorpe Associates, adopting those plans could make a big difference.
We're going to grow by 7 million new households and 24 million people by 2050. These impacts get to be huge.
Peter Calthorpe is the firm's principal. In a study funded by the California Strategic Growth Council and the High Speed Rail Authority, he looked at future housing needs and compared a suburban sprawl scenario to one with more urban infill. He says more compact development produces 25% less greenhouse gas emissions. And that's not all.
So you get more affordable housing, you get less water consumption, we save a lot of money in infrastructure. There's a whole range of consequences above and beyond carbon and oil that flow from more coherent land use patterns.
But planners say changing those patterns means looking at development in a new way.
I think the sustainability into the future is a departure from the way we did business, no question about it. So to me, this is a different way of thinking that, look, now it's time to think about the next 50 years and to think how we're going to maintain what we have into the future.
Hassan Akrata is executive director of the Southern California Association of Governments, the planning agency for six counties, including Los Angeles. He says they're already seeing a trend towards more walkable communities. But with the economic downturn, it may be difficult for cities to take on new projects.
So I think the biggest challenge is to find incentive to help cities, because cities want to do this, but they don't have the resources to do it without help.
And while the downturn may make it harder for regions to meet the greenhouse gas goals, Ikrata says it can also be a very good time to plan. For the California Report, I'm Lauren Summer.